Good afternoon. Clouds continue to hang tough across interior New York and New England as lots of moisture is trapped in the lowest levels of the atmosphere. Most of the drizzle is gone now, and temperatures are slowly but steadily climbing through the 30s and into the lower 40s. Most places will be in the lower to mid 40s by mid to late afternoon, especially if we can break some of the clouds up and see a little bit of sunshine, as we are in between an ocean storm well east of Cape Cod and the next weak disturbance, which is out toward the upper Midwest. That disturbance will make its way toward us for the day tomorrow, so after a partly cloudy night tonight with temperatures in the 20s, tomorrow will feature some sunshine followed by increasing clouds but dry weather and highs pushing up into the middle 40s. As that front makes an approach overnight and into the day on Thursday, temperatures should stay above freezing and we will have some scattered rain showers from time to time as the front slowly pushes through. Out ahead of the front, a southerly breeze will push temperatures up toward 50 degrees on Thursday before the front tracks to the east and temperatures drop as it moves away. This will mean Friday starts off in the 40s with scattered rain showers, but by the end of the day, we could see some snow showers, especially in the Adirondacks and Mohawk Valley, as temperatures slide back through the 30s. This will set us up for a dry but cold weekend with high pressure building in. We'll have a mix of sun and clouds. It'll be breezy with temperatures in the lower to mid 30s on Saturday, and sunshine will give way to clouds on Sunday with highs in the lower 30s. Another disturbance originating in the deep south will make its way toward us by the end of the weekend and early next week. The exact track will determine what we get, but there's a good chance at some unsettled weather in the form of rain and or snow. Highs on Monday will push back into the lower and middle 30s. Taking a look at potentially significant weather today, winter storm watches and warnings are out for a large part of the Intermountain West, across the northern plains and into the upper Midwest as a potent upper-level storm system is forecast to continue dropping southward into the western part of the country. The heaviest snow totals are expected to be in the central Rockies, where up to 2 feet of snow is forecast across the Wasatch, Colorado Rockies, and San Juans. Further east, parts of Minnesota and Wisconsin could receive up to 18 inches of snow. Once the storm departs, bitterly cold air will follow. By midweek, high temperatures are forecast to struggle to get above zero across the northern Rockies and northern plains, while lows will plunge well into the teens and 20s below zero. The past 24 hours, lower 48 states temperature extremes ran from a high of 88 degrees at Sanderson, Texas, to a low of 9 below zero at Alamosa, Colorado. For those traveling across the Northeast today, New York City mostly sunny near 50, Boston mostly cloudy in the upper 40s, and in Buffalo mostly sunny with highs right around 40 degrees. The average high temperature in Albany today, 41 degrees, the average low, 26. The record high, 63, set in 2009, and the record low, 1 below zero in 1976. Sunrise this morning is at 7:08 a.m. Sunset this evening, 4:22 p.m., 9 hours and 14 minutes of daylight, a loss of 1 minute from yesterday. Here are my latest regional forecasts for the northern Adirondacks and central and northern Vermont, as well as the Champlain Valley and Lake George area. Cloudy, with a few spotty areas of freezing drizzle this morning, then breaks of sun. Highs in the mid-30s to around 40. Mostly cloudy, with areas of fog tonight and lows in the 20s. For the Connecticut Valley and mid and lower Hudson Valley, as well as for the remainder of interior southern New England, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with lows in the upper 20s to around 30. For the northern Catskills and Mohawk Valley west of Amsterdam, as well as for the southern Adirondacks, cloudy with a few spotty areas of freezing drizzle this morning, then breaks of sun with highs in the lower 40s. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the upper 20s. For the southern Catskills, Taconics, and southern Berkshires, as well as for the Litchfield Hills, a mix of sun and clouds today with highs in the mid to upper 40s. Partly cloudy tonight with areas of fog and lows in the mid to upper 20s. For the greater Capital District, including Albany, Schenectady, and Troy, as well as for the Saratoga area, east into southern Vermont, and the Berkshires north of I-90. Cloudy with a few spotty areas of freezing drizzle this morning, then a mix of sun and clouds with highs in the lower to mid 40s. Partly cloudy with areas of fog tonight, lows in the mid to upper 20s. Region-wide for tomorrow, mostly cloudy, mid 40s. Rain showers Thursday near 50. Rain showers, then some snow showers Friday in the lower 40s, then temperatures drop during the day. A mix of sun and clouds, breezy and colder Saturday, lower 30s. Sunshine giving way to clouds Sunday in the lower 30s, and rain or snow on Monday with highs in the lower to middle 30s. For WAMC, I'm News Channel 13 meteorologist Paul Caiano.